Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow!
Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour, a highly contagious case of the Mondays. I got him. What about you, Rufus? How are you?
Totally got him. Actually, not too bad for a Monday.
Really? Because you look like you got a bit of a fever.
Well, I feel like I have a bit of a fever, but the thermometer says I don't.
Huh.
I think it's just a crippling depression.
Oh, it is. That can be a symptom of the COVID, too, I found out.
Oh, it can? Damn, I was hoping COVID would rid me of that.
What's funny is that it will in death, Rufus. It will if it results in death. You will be cured of your awful depression.
I'll take what I can get.
And I don't mean to say that lightly, you know, because I know a lot of people probably are killing themselves right now, right? Donald Trump says that that's the biggest problem facing people right now, is that staying home is making them want to kill themselves.
Well, we should open everything up.
I think we have, haven't we?
Yeah, and it
I
went
mean,
well.
Really, we have. Everything is open.
We put doctors and nurses back to work.
We did. What do you think about them blocking the CDC from getting the information? Now, and now Donald Trump wants to defund the CDC.
That's not shady at all.
No, I mean, not at all. It's just kind of coincidental timing, obviously.
Yeah, it was on the books for years, actually.
Yeah, they've been talking about doing it, but then when they started disagreeing with Trump, now they might just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, do what you got to do.
Well, you said that thing earlier. What about these goofy guys that are just driving up and, like, taking people away? Did you send me that? Maybe someone else sent me that.
Well, we discussed it on the last show, yeah.
Right.
Federal agents in unmarked vehicles just taking people away.
Have you seen this footage of this lady getting grabbed off the street?
No.
Let me show you this. Sorry. My keyboard is acting up, by the way. Just wanted to let you know.
Is it a Bluetooth keyboard?
You know, it's funny. It is, but I think what really happens is the batteries start to go dead or it needs reset or something.
Yeah, Bluetooth can be a little quirky. I don't know why. Oh, it's always been that way. It's like never gotten better. I don't know why.
Wait, quirky or QWERTY?
Ooh.
Oh, did you see what I did there?
Yeah, that was masterful.
I just brought that. I totally brought that.
You deserve a Mark Twain Award.
I do. You know what? Hold on. Let me see. Maybe my brother sent it to me. Everybody knows I'm nuts. They send me stuff that outrages them, and then I take their outrage and get more outrageous. I don't know who sent it. Here we go. Oh, here's a nice one. Homeland Security making plans to deploy some 150 agents in Chicago this week with scope of duty unknown.
Oh, wait. Shouldn't taxpayers know what the scope of duty is?
I think that they're calling them the Nazi SS is basically what they're coming down to. Dude, remember I told you about that Rick Steves thing that was on PBS?
Yeah.
You got to watch it.
Did he get kidnapped?
He did not make any parallels between what's happening now. Maybe a little bit. But we are basically in the midst of a fucking Nazi or a fascist regime takeover. Because everything he was saying that they did before, you know, and basically fascism is just one step towards like a fucking dictatorship.
Right.
Right. It just has a nicer name because what Hitler did was take fascism and make it into Nazism.
But now here's the trick. And if Trump can pull this off, I got to say he's a mad genius. You know, one thing the Nazis did is they outlawed guns and took everybody's guns. But Trump supporters are massive gun people. So how is he going to take the guns while still convincing people that it's the right thing to do?
He doesn't have to do that. And I'm going to explain to you why. He is going to fucking give those people uniforms, dude. And he's going to fucking empower them.
God right? damn
because
it.
They Sinister. Have this fucking nutty devotion to Trump that only could be called fucking cultish. right? Where they would fucking happily go out and fucking chop someone into a million fucking pieces as long as Trump said it was okay.
Well, they're obviously willing to die for him.
I mean, they're the only ones with guns, though. Ask them.
Man. That's crazy, though. They're not the only... I know a lot of non-Trump people with guns.
Right.
They just don't know how to use them.
Right. They stir their soup with them.
They're decorative additions to their wall art.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to say that an old musket from 1812 doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's true. And neither do Star Wars props.
No, they don't? Oh, I'm fucked then. I have one gun that I have never shot. I can tell you that right now.
Me too.
Yeah, I've never even shot this gun. But I bought it during the gun craze. Remember the big gun craze like a couple years ago?
It seems like that kind of comes and goes.
It does. Like every 5 years, there's a better buy a gun craze. But basically, it wasn't even a better buy a gun craze. It was a better buy some ammunition craze. But since I didn't have a gun,
I remember I that.
Buy some a gun so I could go out and join the buy some ammunition craze.
So it's basically a big, what do they call that, viral marketing campaign.
You know what it is? Honestly, come to find out, the NRA did put something together to start that. And they're always stirring up shit, the fucking NRA.
Craziness.
They are crazed. Crazed bastards, I tell you. But I'm saying, watch that thing from Rick Steves and be like, what? What the fuck? Let's see if we got you. See if we can find a trailer. Can I find a trailer for you?
Yeah, because I don't know. If I just go to Rick Steves, is it the latest one, or am I going to have to sift through his 40 years of TV shows for it?
Well, because I think it actually, you know how they do the fundraising?
Yeah.
I think this is how Rick Steves decided to do fucking fundraising for them instead. You know what I mean? Hold on. All right, here we go. Let me share with you. This share screen thing is fucking brilliant.
It is.
But I have to do all the work, which kind of sucks. You must admit that.
Fascism. We hear this word a lot.
My daughter laughed at that part. Ah!
Word comes from the Latin word for this, a fascist. The idea? Well, you can break one stick.
Can I just go ahead and comment on that real quick?
Yes.
My daughter died laughing. Because we watch Rick Steves, right? Usually when he does his stupid program about traveling or whatever. And she said, I wonder if he's going to do it like with his usual peppy voice. And sure enough, look how he fucking starts this out. He's like, fascism. Yeah.
He's a peppy guy.
He's high because he's a big marijuana proponent.
A fascist. The idea? Well, you can break one stick easily. But when you bundle them together, they become very strong. And when a dictator convinces an entire nation to march together in lockstep, they
lockstep.
Feel strong too. And in fascism, symbolizes that it's unity.
Ooh, that was clever.
Brutal, if necessary. I'm Rick Steves, and in this special program, we'll learn from the hard lessons of fascism in 20th century Europe.
Thanks. I mean, it's not even that long ago.
No, it's not. And we have video documentation. I mean, we know what happened.
Dude, it's insanity. When they get to the part where the fucking Hitler is giving his speeches and the people are going bananas like that, you're like, it's a fucking Trump rally. It's a fucking Trump rally. I would call what we're experiencing now the Fourth Reich.
The Fourth Reich.
The Orange Reich. Let's call it the Orange Reich. All right, hold on. I'll just play. That was the whole thing. I was almost going to make you watch the whole thing.
Where's it going to go? I mean, he can't he's only got like a few months to turn it around. If it's going to become something as bad as Nazi Germany, he's only got a few months to do it. Because
doesn't take
November's
that long.
Coming around.
You're going to see it doesn't take that long.
We'll trace fascism's roots during the turbulent aftermath of World War I as masses of angry people.
But they had to have a false flag operation.
That were willing to follow them.
All you need is a common enemy.
They built, and the brutal measures they used to enforce ideology. We'll see the horrific consequences: genocide and total war.
This is a fun episode, I bet.
Talk with Europeans whose families lived through those times. We'll visit sites related to fascism and see if the lessons learned.
There's Il Duce. He reminds me of you a little bit.
Thank you. I think.
You got that chin. That's what the Il Duce means, the chin.
Really?
Yes, I learned that on this show.
Call me Roof Duce.
Rufnuche. The Rufnucius. So I would suggest watching that. You know what? We should have watched it together on the show.
We are being censored.
Uh-oh. Who's this? Oh, this fucking crazy people.
Uh-oh. Is that InfoWars? What is it?
The Epoch Times.
Epoch Times? What the hell is that?
Hold on. These 90. They are the like the biggest lying outfit, right? They're the neoconservative fucking weirdos who like are always saying that Donald Trump is doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
And this is their commercial.
In the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not
not ours, though, right?
They represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth. The ground.
They don't even know how to spell epic.
And prevent.
Or say epoch.
Yeah, right. You're trusting these people?
Yeah, he looks like a smug piece of shit.
Yeah, he doesn't look like someone you wouldn't trust. Wouldn't let that guy park my car.
The Epoch Times is a nonpartisan media.
Yeah, right. How can they even fucking see that?
Our values are truth. This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between force.
This is I don't know how much they spent on this, but it's too much.
And between a media.
Have you heard the phrase punchable face?
Yeah, no shit.
Subscribe today and join the American
partisan. I have to laugh that they called themselves fucking partisan. That takes a lot of fucking guts. I mean, they're lying right in their whole fucking thing right there by saying that they're partisan. Because they're not. They're not partisan.
Not a lie if you believe it.
That's right. Not a lie if you're a Trump supporter. Yeah, we're railing on fucking Trump supporters tonight. God damn it.
Anyway, what else is going on?
COVID. COVID's going on. What else is going on in your part of the world?
Same as COVID's all over the place and Trump is fucking shit up. Boy,
I know. What else? We got to find something else for the show. But you know what, though? When we listen back to these shows in fucking 20 years, we're going to talk about how right we were and how righteous. Are you still there? Rufus, you're lockstepped. You're locked up, boy. I hope that's not me. Rufus Snowman. All right,
hello?
Folks. There he is. What happened to you?
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I'll say. So, Ed, did you get any work on the trailer done yesterday?
No, I ignored it completely.
Really? You didn't even see it?
Yeah.
The air conditioner worked?
After it's Sunday. On Sundays, I ignore anything that might be or lead to work.
Really?
Of any kind, yes.
I dive right in, head first, like a shallow pool, and usually break my spirit.
Yeah, fuck a bunch of that. Nope. Sundays, I surf the internet and set my hammock.
Oh, how are you enjoying your hammock? Have you had a spill out of the hammock yet?
No, but I had a bird poop on me once, but that's the only tragedy so far.
I have had a bird poop on me in the hammock, for sure. But I've also taken a few spills in the hammock.
Have you? Getting in or getting out?
The hammock? It'll happen. Trust me.
Now, is your hammock one that has the braces so it's kind of flattish, or is it just one of those, it's like a cloth sock?
No. It's got, like yours, it has a frame.
Okay,
right?
Cool. Yeah.
But mine also is not a rope hammock, right? Is yours made out of rope?
Yeah.
Mine is one solid piece of, like, canvas, right?
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Which sucks when it rains, right, because it gets totally wet, but it's way better when it's not raining.
Yeah.
But it's easy to fucking slip out of when you're, like, trying to get up out of a hammock. You know what? I thought of inventing a thing that's like a hammock pole that just goes next to the hammock that you put in the ground. So when it's time to get up, you can pull yourself up off the fucking hammock.
Couldn't you just use a stick?
Excuse me, dude? No. People are not selling sticks as hammock poles.
One of those trekking poles that people use to hike with for some reason.
No, it needs its own box and it needs to say hammock pole.
With a TM
well,
in a circle above it.
Yes,
or an
R. Insignia. The trademarked Hypersloth hammock pole. There's probably one out there. There's probably a hammock. Should I check and see if there's a hammock?
Check it. Document it now. If there's not one, if we cannot find one,
all right, yeah,
it'll be documented. And then mark the calendar. In a month, we'll check, and the market will be flooded with hammock poles.
Let's see. Hammock pole. Removable hammock post install. How to hang a hammock with no trees. Hammock removable in ground. Explore poles for hammocks. Should I explore poles for hammocks?
Explore poles?
What should I say? Hammock. Help getting out of hammock. Let's see what it does there.
Right. If it exists and it's not called a hammock pole, then somebody's doing something wrong, because that's the name it should be.
No one's ever going to find it, obviously. Hammock camping extension kit. Getting out of a hammock. There's a hammock forum. Maybe this is where I should have went first.
That sounds like an exciting forum.
Does anyone else have a hard time getting out of their hammock? Oh my God, is it because I'm short, pudgy, or hanging too high? I find the edge cuts into my legs. Funny thing is, I'm finding it easier to exit the Fabric Bliss hammock in a bag that I just got. When I sit up, I'm trying to get out. My butt practically is resting on those fucking knobs in the Vario hammock stand. Any tips, suggestions?
Jesus.
Let's see. Yes, but not sure why it is. I think you described comes down to the hammock. How wide it is and how you have it hung. Try hanging it a little lower. Now, lower is harder to get out of, if you ask me. This guy got stranded in a hammock. I've been stranding in a DIY hammock one time. Thought I was going to have to spend the night till my wife came out to go to work. Not fun. I have mobility issues. The only hammock I can get out of easily is a bridge or a bottom entry HH. Wow, I didn't realize there were so many different kinds of hammocks.
There's like a whole hammock community.
Dude, there's a hammock called the Skeeter Beater Pro. I had a Skeeter Beater Pro that would swallow me up, and I'd have quite the time wrestling my way out of that taco. I've since bought a War Bonnet Blackbird, and it's easy to get out of, but it's hard to want to get out of.
War Bonnet Blackbird. Wait, that guy mentioned, not that guy, the guy before, he mentioned like a bottom access hammock, like it has a hole you crawl through?
Let's see.
The guy who has mobility issues, I think.
Yeah, I've been stranded in a DIY hammock. Oh, he made his own hammock. Not fun.
Mistake
idea.
Number
hammock
one.
Get out easily is a bridge or a bottom entry HH.
Bottom entry HH.
Sounds like a porno.
Ooh, yeah, bottom entry HH. That's the
porno swings. That's like a porno hammock.
The breast size, the HH, the double H.
Okay. Bottom entry hammock. How to install a bottom entry fill valve, Hennessy hammocks. Zeus demonstrates the bottom entry hammock.
There's a guy named Zeus demonstrating hammock use.
Hennessy hammocks is the name of it. Oh my God, what? This is the dumbest thing. I don't understand how anybody could get caught in this. It's like a fucking asshole. You could fall right out of the bottom of it. Hold on, I'll tune you in.
I agree. The higher the hammock, the better. It helps you get out if when you do it, you're sitting in a chair.
Right.
As opposed to like basically just rolling out onto the ground.
But see, now I have these shorts that I wear, right, that are like silky sweatpant material. And they are like the perfect thing for like sliding against the whatever the hammock or not. They're made out of sweatpant material, right? Silky sweatpants. And they are like... they slide so crazily on the fucking hammock that I slide right out when I try to fucking get out if it's too low.
Yeah,
my wife and daughter both laughed at me.
I only hammock in the nude.
For about 10 years now.
And we've never heard of it.
It has about 3 or 4 patents now and a couple more coming.
I don't trust this guy.
No.
An entrance through the bottom that closes automatically under your own body weight. So you just walk in, turn around, sit down. In fact, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
You just pop the entrance, lift it over your head, grab the sides, sit down a little bit left to center, and then when you lay back, the entrance will pop shut like that. There we go. Shut. Put your feet over on the right. Put your shoulder on the left. Stretch out. Oh, it feels like a comfortable mattress.
What if he ripped a big fart right now?
We should just download this and we'll add a fart in there.
Got a little hook for the for your beer cans and hang a beer right there.
There you go, Rufus.
Okay.
Write
this
down.
Yes.
Stand up.
That would be great to take camping, that's for sure.
It really is kind of cool. What's cool about it is it's a tent, it's a hammock, it's a chair, it's a lounger, it's also a super shelter. Whatever the fuck that means.
Like that. Round, look down behind your knees, and sit down in the chair.
Look at that.
You can make breakfast in the morning, you just set up your stove right there.
I don't know how smart that is. I wonder how flammable the fucking Tennessee hammock is.
Make that of asbestos.
This is one lazy motherfucker, man.
Hey, lazy
being in the hammock
is the best
makes
hammock.
You fucking lazy.
No, being lazy makes for great hammock invention.
That's probably true.
So I won't do the whole thing, but you roll up the hammock and the rain fly, and then you reach over here. You grab this little space.
Look at that!
Did the same on the other end, the whole thing we packed up in about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm kind of sold on this hammock. I
gotta
admit.
Me too. I'm ordering one right when we get off the fucking show. I don't know what I'll do with it.
I'll have to join that hammock forum.
Because you probably should. I saw that you were an administrator on the hammock forum. You're taking over. I wonder how long it gets. Let's see. When's the last? Let's see. April 2007. So we haven't seen a lot of action on the hammock forum in a while. It seems like hammocks have gone out of style in the last 13 years.
We need a magazine, a hammock enthusiast magazine.
That's what they do, or tent enthusiast. Let's see. Oh, wait, no, here. See, I hate things like this. Oh, this is the last page. Last time it was updated was May of 2009.
Jeez.
Have a hammock of bliss. Agree with above. You need enough to sag to lay comfortably on the diagonal, but the attachment height should be high enough to keep it distance from the ground when the hammock above your knee height. It's easier to turn sideways and lean forward to get out of the hammock. Have played with the overhead ridgeline distance, pulled tight between hammock suspension and proper sag to get proper sag. Need an account. What? Need an account for search ropes and straps. Okay, whatever. Get over yourself, these fucking people.
It's science, Zigzag. It's a science.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a cool hammock, don't you think?
That is.
I'm just wondering if I didn't invent
that. It's versatile, and I like how it's easy to pack.
I'm wondering if I didn't invent that a long time ago and just don't remember. And this guy stole it from me.
Well, it exists, so you probably did.
I probably did, and I thank you for not backing me up on that. We probably scribbled it out on a piece of paper at Roehampton, and somehow it ended up, Joe Bannister got his hands on it and fucking sold it to the Rooskies, I bet.
He wiped his hands on it when making some of his raw chicken dishes for chef school.
Oh, my God. Remember when we went to see, did you go with me? We went to that place where he was cooking. That one time when he was
no,
there, and
never
it was
went
like
there.
A fucking soda shop.
What?
Yeah, he was like interning for chef school, and he was cooking it like a fucking soda shop. Right, and I'm like, wow, are you kidding me? Because and he wasn't even good at that. God bless him.
They still had soda shops in.
Well, I mean, it was like it wasn't a restaurant. It was not a fucking restaurant. Let me put it this way: they didn't serve beer. Okay. You are not a fine dining establishment if you do not serve beer, in my personal opinion.
No.
You're a fast food joint. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if all you serve are soft drinks.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, even the sub shop had beer.
Did it?
Unless
okay,
we were
it did.
Selling
oh, yeah,
out,
we drank
unless
it.
We were drinking it all.
And paying for it legally.
That's right. Our
out
own
of the tip.
My own honesty
out of the
did tips
that
me.
V-Man stole.
Can you believe that? My own honesty did me in at the fucking sub shop.
That's how it works in America.
That's why I have not been honest since. Let me just go ahead and say that. And I still can't believe how many we worked there, how long with that dipshit, and how did he not know that Tooch was your fucking uncle?
I didn't tell anybody but you.
Oh, really? I thought everybody knew that.
Fuck no, dude. I didn't want anyone to know that. I only told you.
Aaron Turner had to know.
I don't think I ever told him. I definitely didn't want him to know.
Really? I'm shocked.
He was so anti-Tooch. Dude, I was stuck with Aaron Turner so many nights. The last thing I need for him to hold over my head is that Tooch is my uncle.
How could he hold it over your head? He'd probably have to fucking treat you with more respect.
No, no. Well, I don't mean hold it over my head like with in a power sense, but I mean just being a funny guy about it, you know?
I know. That guy's shtick was old after like 30 seconds.
Ugh.
I never have ever seen anybody try so hard to be funny and fail at it so miserably.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried way too hard.
It's almost mind-boggling that he was older than us. Because to me, he seemed like a fucking eighth grader.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty older. But when I was, 23, 24? He was 10 years older than me.
Was he really?
He was 33.
He was 33 and doing that job?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's sad. I was only 25.
I think he had told Dave, he admitted to me this, he had told Dave he was like 28 or 29. And then he told me one night, he says, well, no, I'm really 33. I will be 34 next month or something like that.
So
like,
how old does that make him now? He's
super
like
old.
Something years old.
Still rocking with the handsome geniuses,
and
apparently.
And probably has never had a legitimate job since, I bet.
I bet he's
never had a career.
I don't think that word applies to him at all.
That, which is so strange, because look what we've got. We've got Hyper Sloth going. We've got other things going. But they've been together as the handsome geniuses as long as Hyper Sloth's been together. And I bet they haven't come up with one fucking invention or one decent song.
They sure as fuck don't have a successful podcast.
That's true. Let's see what the handsome geniuses are up to right now. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Oh, no.
Do you want to go down this wormhole?
What did you find?
I don't know if there's enough time in the show to do this. This is only 1 minute long, so okay.
Okay.
There they are.
What is it? You got to share your screen. You can't see it.
Oh, you can't see it? I thought I was sharing already. All right. There, is that him in the middle there?
That's the man.
Because they're so fucking weird.
This is from this year.
Okay. Oh, my God. You put together one of those things like you put together in for your family photos. Yeah, these are the guys you want playing at your bar? I don't think so. The deal is they haven't gotten any better after 35 years.
No. My God.
Notice how they don't play any of their music?
Yeah, at least use your own music for something like this.
Director of photography, Peter North. Did you read the credits on there?
I saw the name Space Pussy in there.
Yeah. Peter North.
With the dollar sign.
Let's see. D-Rex. Rick, who opened for Bad Company. Okay. Vanilla Boots. Wasn't that a fucking name he had before?
Yeah, so was Spy Tree.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They haven't gotten any better. That is so sad. We, in the meantime, have written songs like Put It in Drive, and they're still working off their fucking weak-ass shit from 50 years ago. I don't even know when that... He could have written... If you're going to be in a band and you're going to showcase something for your band... Play the music. It's like the dead screen was more than the fucking music was, right?
Yeah. The only bit of their music was that live shot where it sounded fucking awful, like it was filmed with an iPhone.
It did. I was like, unplug yourselves, for Christ's sake.
Or at least take 10 minutes to write something that sounds creepy yourself and just record it and then do it, you know?
Yeah.
At least say the music was by you guys.
That was fucking awful. I'm going on record by saying that the Handsome Geniuses suck. Would you concur?
Yes, whenever I have my podcast with Aaron next week, I'll let him know.
Let him know that I said that and catch him up to speed and step off that hot mic. Remember how scared I was of that hot mic?
I do. You were shaking in your boots.
I should punch him in the fucking throat. Remember when his car got broken into? We'll go into that next show. All right, Rufus. Love you, brother. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Keep collecting that toilet paper, because I think that you guys got off to a good fucking start going there.
My wife will go through half of that tomorrow.
Oh, will she? Must be hella plumbing. Yeah. Do you have city septic, or you have a tank?
No, we got a tank.
Have you ever had it pumped?
What? No.
That's what I'm saying, because I've lived here at my house, and I'm going to let you go after this, for 13 years, right?
Yeah.
And I've never had the fucking septic pumped.
But no,
people all around me are like having their septics pumped.
It's a scam.
Mine's probably leaching into the fucking ground somewhere, and I'll probably get a giant bill or something.
Now, if there's a big, lush green patch out, that's where you know your septic tank is.
Right. No, and it's also up here when it snows out. You always know where the septic tank is because the snow melts over the tank.
Oh, so you're going to say because the snow's brown.
The snow's yellow and melting. Yeah.
Steaming.
All right. Wednesday night, we on then?
Fuck yeah, we are.
Hopefully this whole COVID thing will be cleared up by then. I've got high hopes for it.
Me too, man. I've been wanting to go somewhere and no dice.
Only 81,000 people tested positive for the COVID yesterday. So we're only picking up like 8 or 9,000 cases a day. By this rate, dude, honestly, how many people in America? 300 million? How much time would it take for us to go through the whole fucking population?
I don't know.
Let's do this. 300 million. That's a lot, actually. Divided by 80,000. Oops. 800, 123, 123, divided by 80, 123, equals, it'd take about 125 years for us to get through this.
Well.
So there's hope. There's hope, Rufus.
There's hope. We'll be with this shit for 125 years.
Awesome. All right, Ruf, I will talk to you Wednesday. Until then, stay safe, stay sane. And tell Aaron Turner I said, what up?
Will do.
Ow, ow, ow! Ow, ow, ow!
Thanks for listening to Hypersoft Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.